There's a latest single from Rick Trevino called The Ride, and it has been, I have been fortunate enough to been playing his music on country radio for the last 30 years, and we are fortunate enough to have Rick with us on the Big Red in the Morning show today. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been about 3 decades. It's hard to believe, man. Incredible. Incredible.
Well, I have to say that I want to talk to you about your new single. I just love it. The first time I heard this single, The Ride, it felt very personal, almost autobiographical to me. Am I right with feeling that way?
Yeah. I started writing the song with my co-writer, Alan Miller. But it was actually a letter to my son when he graduated from high school in 2016. And, you know, I have my son's Luke is 27. In fact, I might have met you probably when Luke was born in around 96, 97. And then my daughter's 23, Olivia, and Presley, my youngest, is 19. But I was actually just going to write him a letter like, hey, it's, you know, graduation and just a little note. And then I started writing more and more and more and different thoughts about the ride of your life that, you know, the commencement and going to the next step and things like that. And then started, well, this could be a song, and it just kind of started connecting the dots, you know, I finished it, I would say, after Presley graduated from high school. So yeah, it's definitely autobiographical. If anybody gets a chance to see the video, there's actually a shot of Running Out of Reasons to Run, the video. Mm-hmm. And it starts with me, because Carla, my wife, was in the video. She shot it right after we got married in 97. And anyway, that's a kind of a cool, one of my favorite scenes in the video, because it shows us when we were, you know, 24, 25, and then it shows us, you know, current.
Exactly.
it's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun little shot. It's one of my favorite shots in the video. But yeah, it is. That's very personal song. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now, is I'm not really making, like, you know, work, the next album. I just don't feel the pressure for that. I just kind of, if it's something that I want to say, I just, that's kind of how I'm operating things right now.
All right. Now, you and I off the air were just talking. The first time I saw you perform live was in Milwaukee, and the bill was you and Toby Keith and Sawyer Brown, and it was a great night. I became a fan of your music. What was it like being in the world of country music during the booming 90s?
It was awesome. I mean, it's like a dream, a fantasy. I mean, it's living, you know,
the cliche,
but Alan Jackson's, it's like the neon rainbow that you're chasing. And, it was wonderful. Somebody was asking me last weekend, cause we play a lot around, you know, we've been playing gigs for 30 plus years. And somebody asked me, hey man, are you still having fun? You know, and to not have had, I haven't had to work a day in my life, you know, cause I love being on stage and I love, you know, writing and performing.
It was great, you know.
But Toby Keith and Mark Miller and the guys for Sawyer Brown were the opening act. So we were the 35 minute slot. So we didn't have much time to play. And then Toby had the 45 minute to an hour show. And then of course the headliner at the time was Mark Miller, and they were just so professional. You know, they taught me a lot. I learned a lot by watching on a day-to-day basis. I think that
watching the way they
operate and how they hold their music to a high standard, I think has helped me as a musician, as a someone that writes music.
Mark Miller was one of the first guys to tell me, he said, hey man, whatever you do, don't ever stop writing songs.
So I keep building up your catalog, keep writing, don't stop, and really held on to that advice for 32 years, you know. And to answer your question, it was just awesome all the way around, professionally and personally. Toby was wonderful. I mean, he's this huge guy, you know, and a huge presence. And he was always very kind to us and very professional. Just a super guy, a super, super guy. I actually saw Mark Miller recently. We were doing some shows in Texas, and then we did another show in Arizona. And he looks exactly the same. He looks great.
He looks really good. I was like, man, you look great, man. What are you drinking?
He is. He stays in shape. You know, Rick, with the current state of country music being more pop driven, I see a lot of traditional country listeners gravitating to that Texas country music scene. Do you see that in your travels around and in your music?
Yeah, I do. I hear, I can sense, especially the last five years, 10 years, the crowds are a little more, they seem to be longing for the country music that's a little bit more authentic and organic. And I think that, I get comments from people, man, you know, we really love that you're out doing, still doing, you're holding true to your roots. And you can tell that the fans are really, really missing that traditional country sound. I was very blessed and fortunate and lucky to have been able to play with those pickers,
Eddie Bears,
you know, the guys that cut on all the traditional records. They're still cutting records today, but like you said, it's becoming a little more pop.
I really, like I said, very
lucky to have been around in a time where the music was very organic. The music was very authentic. I see some bands getting up on stage without a piano player, you know, and I'm like, man, how do you do it
with a bunch of
electric guitars, you know? And so in my mind, I'm thinking that. I'm like, man, you gotta have a pretty a rhythm section like the old days, you know, a full rhythm section. But I just,
that's all I know.
You know, all I know is what I learned in the early 90s, and so. The fans really do want to hear some of that country. And look at me. I mean, I like listening to the stuff that's even older than what was in the 80s and 90s. I mean, I listen to George Jones.
Yes.
You know, Gary Stewart. I listen to a lot of older country stuff. It kind of helps me too. It's like going out and exercising and, you know, your muscles. When you listen to that old stuff, it kind of helps my creative juices flow a little bit.
Gives you ideas and how to, what song we're going to
write next. But, I do miss it sometimes on the radio. I do miss the more traditional sounding stuff.
You know, there's some great artists still,
you know. I mean, mm-hmm. I will say that Casey Musgraves and Chris Stapleton, I really like, you know, when I hear those guys on the radio, it just sounds like true, authentic country music. There's maybe a different influences. You know, I hear R&B influences in Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
I hear some folk influences with Casey, but there's some very authentic and organic sounding records that I really like.
That's awesome. Now, I was on your website earlier, and I see that you have some tour dates throughout Texas. Do you see yourself branching out, playing other parts of the country in 2025 at all?
I hope so.
You know, I mean, that's like I told you before, the way I'm operating is, you know, whenever we do shows, the people just want to hear the hits. And they, for the most part, and so I'm not feeling the pressure to write, you know, album after album. But if there's something that I want to say
in my music, that's kind of the way I'm operating.
So this song, I'm hoping, will give me a chance to kind of get outside of Texas a little bit more.
Okay.
We do play outside of Texas, but not. Texas has been
like that guy on
Saturday Night Live. Baseball has been very, very good to me. Texas has been very, very good to me, and so I'm very lucky. You know, I get to play and play and play and make a living. But I'm hoping that this song connects with an audience and kind of outside of Texas. You know, Texas music is not just Texas; it's all over the country and all over Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan, and we do Europe dates as well. Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to get out and play, like you said, outside Texas for sure. Absolutely.
We would love to have you up here in Wisconsin. Rick, where is the best place for my listeners to find your music and find out more about you online?
All the social media and digital music outlets, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora, you know, you can hear all of
the old stuff, and you can hear
the new stuff as well. I think the very first single I put out on my own record label, or maybe it was earlier than that, but I started putting out singles, you know, and on my own record label. So you can see that, you can find those as well
anywhere
on the digital outlets. Of course, YouTube, the videos on YouTube.
Okay.
And I would encourage the, you know, the listeners, if they get a chance to check out the video.
All right. Now, I've been waiting to ask you this question since the 90s.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is there a real girl named Bobby Ann Mason?
There is, actually. Mark Sanders,
who wrote the song was actually a fan of the author, Bobby Ann Mason. And I believe she's out of New York, used to write for the New Yorker. But when Mark wrote the song, I think that song, that name just came up. It just sounded like that untouchable girl in high school. And so there is, and as far as a real Bobby Ann Mason that I knew, yeah, there was like a Bobby Ann Mason every year from fifth grade all the way to high school. I mean, golly, there's always a Bobby Ann Mason and every year, but not really, not named Bobby Ann Mason. But I did meet Bobby Ann Mason, the author, when I was out touring. And Mark was like, yeah, I was reading books and read a Bobby Ann Mason book, and I kind of just used that name because it sounded right for the song. I used to kind of get tired of playing it, but now I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I kind of like playing it again.
That song, I tell you what, has stood the test of time. We still get requests for it all the time here at Iron Country. And before I let you go, Rick, I want to wish you a happy birthday coming up this Friday.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. I'll just let you know that I won't tell you how old I am, but I'll just say this. I look like a hard 34.
Well, Rick, you're always welcome back here on Iron Country, and it's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning.